the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Are you on Zoom?
Yeah. I'm zooming into you, Deborah Lee.
I love it.
Deborah Lee, mate. Brains, where your card at, Deborah? We are on the edge, and we ain't playing, I'm just saying. Oh, my God. I've been talking to her, Brains, and she's in Wisconsin. She told me it is 5 below. I said, below what? I'm in California. I don't know nothing about that. The sun is shining. I'm getting ready to go to the beach. But I can appreciate cold weather and warm hearts. And that's exactly what she is. She is a warm-hearted woman that is dedicating her life to coaching. You know, she's an entrepreneur, owned her own business, but that just really is not fulfilling her right now. So what she wants to do is she wants to talk to women. And we have a conversation about empty nesters. Are we happy? Are we sad? And what happens when they come back home? Because I just came back home. So welcome her to the Edge, Deborah Lee May. How are you today, madam?
Oh, thank you so much. I am doing great. And I love that introduction. And it is cold here.
I know. But you know what? It's nothing like curling up with a book. I got to do that. I'm going to start writing on my schedule. Just block out time just to curl up with the book and take a nap. My two favorite things. What are your favorite things to do when it's cold?
Oh, my favorite things to do. I love to read and I love to write. I love to journal. I love to write. And let's see, I've been a homebody for the last year, which is great. I love being here. And so, kind of a hard question.
I'm telling everybody, crocheting is coming back. Did you ever crochet?
No, but it sounds nice.
It sounds like the perfect thing to do during the winter. They've got all this stuff. I even bought me some yarn. But let's leave it together and talk a little bit about you. Tell my Brains a little bit about you and how you show up in the world, darling.
Oh, well, thank you. Let's see. I am an empty nester, and I have two daughters who live across the country from me. And I think it was like right around the time that they were in high school, looking forward to going to college. And I started to realize like, well, when this is all over, what am I going to do? I had already experienced, I had already had my corporate career that I loved. I was very involved. And for many reasons, so long ago, I went and quit my job to stay home with my daughters. And it's like so many women, it was, kind of like a shift in identity. So I started out, trying to figure out who I was as a stay-at-home mom after, you dedicate your entire life to your career. And that was so long ago, I don't even think they call it that anymore. And so then you're just so completely involved with, I was working in our family business and my kids. And, for lack of better terminology, I kind of lost a little bit of who I was.
A little bit? Is there anything left? Cooking and cleaning and then trying to be an intimate spouse and the doctor, the lawyer, the financier, girl, please. And you just told me in the green room that you weren't good at multitasking. You are a machine.
Yeah, I do. I like to focus. And so it was a nice time. You know what? I would never take back the time with my daughters because by far the most incredible thing I've ever done, the hardest, most challenging. And so that is all good. But for women, we go through so much. There's just no time for you. There's no time to think. There's no time to figure out what, you're working, you're at home. And so just kind of trying to figure out who you are at this point in your life. And at the same time, you're kind of, you're just holding it all in. Something irritates you here or something didn't go wrong there. And, women, we just take care of it all. We just get it all done.
Exactly.
And then
pay the cost because that necessitates into disease, unhappiness, alcoholism, popping a little blue pill every now and then. So there's a lot of things that the distractions. And again, this isolation has not made it any better.
Right. I like what you said there, because it's always about masking. You know, we got all these like intense feelings of what happened, and suddenly we're thinking about what happened when we were, you know, kids. And so these intense feelings, you just start masking them. You start doing something else, even if it's not drugs. You know, maybe it's exercising or cleaning your house or, you know.
I've got a friend. It's funny you say cleaning your house. My girlfriend has really went through some trauma. She lost three, you know, her husband, her brother, and her mother within 3 years. Yeah. And she is cleaning out everything. I think she took like 55 trash bags of stuff, just taking stuff away. So my son, because we're a blended family, my son goes over there and he's looking for some pepper. And she goes, oh, I threw it out. He goes, Mom, what did the pepper do to you?
But so I get it.
Yeah, but we're doing so much. It's that, and it's the neuro-linguistic programming. It's the conversation that we're having in our head. We can't shut it down. We can't shut it off. What are some of the tools that you use with your clients to, you know, identify these things, number one, and then number two, you know, make corrective action?
Well, you know, I think it's funny. You made this joke about your son looking for the pepper, and I think sometimes, you know, as women, it's even masking when we're suddenly really positive and everything's really working out and our house is clean and we look good. And, you know, that positivity also masks what you're holding on to inside, and you've got to let it go. So what I help my clients is, you know, find out what's triggering them. You know, what's triggering the emotion? What's triggering the anger or the shame or the pain or the limiting beliefs? You know, as we get older and there's so much happening, sometimes our limiting beliefs are just all these stories we're telling ourselves. So first you have to identify what it is. And then, you know, I think for me, it's really about helping people get back down to that core of who they've always been. You know, because if you could figure out what's triggering you, you have to get down to why. What is this in you that's making this memory trigger some type of emotion that's holding you back or getting you stuck or, you know, all the other things. So what do I do is, first of all, I just want to say there's a lot of women in our age group who don't have anyone to talk to. So connection alone is really, really big.
Right.
You know, so just basic connection with other women, you know, especially now in COVID when we're so separate from everybody else.
Oh, I know. And we're so vulnerable, you know, and we're meeting each other. I was going through my closet the other day and I got dressed up and went to the post office. And my mother laughed. She said, why did you do that? I said, Mother, I still have to, you know, master the art of pulling it all together.
Yeah.
Because there's really no, you know, there's no reason to do that. Put on some sweats. You want to be comfortable, but there is a comfort in being uncomfortable as well, because that keeps you sharp, you know. And people are always, Deborah, they're always chasing happiness like it's a drug. What's the next thing that's going to fulfill me? What's the next thing that's going to excite me? Instead of really learning how to just kind of teeter back and forth and level off, there's going to be highs and lows. When you work with your clients, you know, and they're at that high point, you know, how do you tell them just to enjoy that ride, but also, you know, be level-headed about this, because there is exciting times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's fabulous when anybody's at that high loving point, you know, but the thing is, it's not realistic that it's going to last, because we're humans. And, you know, this is kind of a point I love to get to, because as humans, we, you know, so many women say, well, I just want to be happy again. Well, happiness is a goal, but as humans, we have to experience all of the emotions. And in fact, we get to experience all of the emotions, because without those low lows, you don't feel the high highs. You don't know, you know, what makes you feel good unless you're experiencing those lows. So rather than pushing through those low times and masking them, you know, the goal is always to get to a point of feeling it. What is it telling you?
You? I love to say that, you know, you got to feel the feels, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway.
It's not always fun.
It's not fun.
Get you farther.
So let me ask you some random questions.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. What is your favorite color and why?
Oh, I know what I know what you think I'm going to say, and I'm going to surprise you. My favorite color has always been pink.
Really? Why pink?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because I have two girls. It's always been, you know, a light color to see in my eyes. And, you know, I like shades of blue. I like warm, really warm things.
Yeah. Okay. If you were an animal, what type of animal would you be and why?
Oh, my gosh. I certainly didn't expect this question. Couldn't have prepared for this one. Let me say, a dog in a very loving family.
Yeah. Would you be like a lab, or would you be a Doberman Pinscher?
A combination. Yeah, definitely. Because very protective.
Right.
Be very protective, but very loving. Yeah.
That's good. Okay, what are three things that you can absolutely cannot live without?
Are we talking food or?
Whatever on the planet. If you only had three things that you just had to have, what would they be? One of mine is Mr. Magnificent. Girl, I don't know.
Well, I have to say my family, because without them, I'm nothing. You know, number one, my family, and that includes, gosh, it includes my daughters and my husband and my sister and my brother. I mean, that is everything to me, everything. And their families. Three things I cannot live without. Well, I love to work out because that makes me feel good. So time and space to work out, and healthy, organic, real food. How about that?
Oh, good. Well, that's important. And what would you tell a 25-year-old Deborah Lee May?
I would say that as confident as you are right now, and that you need to continue to believe in yourself and in your intuition and trust your gut every single day. And it's all going to be okay. It all works out. It's all the way it's supposed to be. Is that too much?
No, that's, again, like I said, you maximized yours. I have no problem with that. Well, I'm glad to know that you would be a pretty dog, and I give you a pink collar, and I have you in a nice family where you could work out.
I would definitely be happy.
You will be happy, and you made us happy. Thank you so much, Deborah, for being here on The Edge. I mean, we really went deep in a simplistic conversation, but that's what it is. We need to break it down to simplicity and not be so complicated. You know, talk therapy still works. Emotional connection, sisterhood, you know, bonding, being a great mom, but also finding time for yourself. So that's what I hear that you're saying to my brains on the edge. How do they get in contact with you? I'd love for them to work with you and get more information.
Well, I can be reached anytime on Facebook at Deborah Lee. My website is deborahleemay.com. And right now I have a freebie that's just for February, the month of self-love and all that, for 30 self-love, self-fulfilling affirmations. I think the older I get, the more I use affirmations. I do too. I used to think they were more like the Saturday Night Live character, but wow, our brains are so powerful.
They are. Yeah. And it's amazing when you have a book. I had a guest. I've been reading one of her affirmations every day. How you just open a random page, and when you get to that random page, it speaks volumes to right where you are at that time. It's divine intervention.
Yeah. I like to say, don't leave it for chance. Tell your brain what you want and what you want to think and who you are.
The brain's on the edge. Yeah. You got to tell them too, right?
Yep. Speak it into existence.
Thank you again for being here. Brains, I need you to go and subscribe to every single thing. YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, Spotify, because you were loving what's going on. We have had over 70,000 guests in 42 countries, over 800 episodes, and amazing stories, just like the one that we had with Deborah Lee May. Thank you, baby, for coming here on The Edge. I appreciate you, and I value you, my sister.
Thank you so much, April. It was so much fun.